Okay, first.
Yes. Absolutely yes. All of the feels and all of the awesome characters and those vids are amazing, but also yes to all the fic, because there needs to be more of the Force Wolves and there needs to be more of the time travel. I will live and die by Star Wars time travel fanfic. Yes. And they gave us such a great opportunity there. Fandom has not taken advantage of this opportunity. Seriously, you could have You could have Ezra or Ahsoka show up anywhere in Star Wars fandom because of that one thing. All of a sudden, they stepped out of a portal and there were Force Wolves. Like, they gave us a blank check. Why is not fandom using it? That said, I have several fics that I have not written, and now you get to hear about them. Okay, so the first one, like, Ezra, back in the Clone Wars. You said you wanted Ezra and Kanan back in the Clone Wars? This one does not have Kanan in it, but it does have Ezra. Because, so, what if they're going through the magical time travel wolf thing, and all of a sudden, Ezra, like, trips and falls, and all of a sudden, he's on... Oh, damn it, what is the name of that planet? Hang on, I need to look this up. Okay, no, wait. Rishi! Yes, so I've been reading Domino's, and so I have all the feels for Domino Squad right now, and what if Ezra, like, stumbles out, and all of a sudden he's on the Rishi moon, and the droids haven't shown up yet, and so they get a red alert, because all of a sudden there is a little child, and apparently a Jedi child, because he has a lightsaber, and they're like, how did this random Padawan end up on our moon, and we have to treat him like a superior officer, even though he has no idea what's going on? We knew that there was going to be an inspection. Is this part of the inspection? We have to act super, like, we have to be, like, if this is part of the inspection, we have to treat him with respect, because he is a commander, and they start addressing him as Commander Ezra, and then the droids show up, and, like, we're going to magically hand wave the fact that, like, some of the clones die so that they don't die, and then they're down below, and there's the giant, like, Rishi eel thing, and Ezra just, like, holds up his hand and goes, like, no, I'm going to mind link with you because that is my special gift, and goodbye, space eel, you're my friend now. Oh, yeah, we're not going to shoot you in the eye. We are going to use you against the droids. We're going to ride you like a fucking bronco. And then, of course, Rex and Cody show up, and Ezra is like, Rex? Rex? Is that you? Oh my god, Rex! I need to... Oh my god! And that's when Ezra clues in that he's like... I mean, he had some idea that he was in the past, but maybe he hit his head or something. And so he's been like... I know these people are not, like, stormtroopers, they're clone troopers, but he's, like, still trying to figure out what's going on and how he should act, doesn't know what to do or where he is in the war or anything. But the minute he sees Rex, he's like, okay, this person, I trust this person. And, like, Rex is like, okay, little kid, we're going to get you back to your master. We don't know how you got here, but you're a Jedi and you're on our side, and we'll get you back to General Skywalker and General Kenobi, and they can sort you out. And he's like, wait, no, I need to tell you all of these things. And so he starts babbling, and Rex, like, is kind of like, okay, I don't know if this kid is, like, having a force vision, or, like, half of this stuff doesn't make sense. I'm just going to nod and go along with it and let the Jedi sort it out once he gets back to, you know. Of course, right as they, like, kick the droids off and retake the base, and
like, all the good stuff. Ezra hears the wolf howls and he's like, oh, no, no, I've got to go. And he runs off into the Rishi wilderness of the moon. And they're like, no, one, this is not a completely habitable moon. Get back here. But also, little Padawan person, what are you doing running away in the first place? And maybe Rex sees a force wolf, like actual wolf, but he doesn't know it's a force wolf. But they're like, what? What is a wolf doing on this random moon? And then, like, as soon as they lose track of Ezra, that's when Obi-Wan and Anakin show up and go like, what happened here? And so then you get the great epilogue of Rex being like, the minute Ezra steps back through the portal and meets up with the people back in Rebels time, he's like, claps his hand down on Ezra's shoulder and like, I'm so glad you made it back. And like, I knew you would make it back. Thank God. And also, I managed to save so many of our brothers because of you. Thank you for the warning. And Ezra is like, you did what? That worked? And of course, now that there's whole platoons of clones who managed to have the chip removed in secret and are like fighting with the resistance and, you know, all the good stuff, because even though they didn't manage to win the war, they had just enough of a head start, just enough of a tip off to do something, and Ezra didn't even know he was doing it, and oh my god, I need to actually write this thing. But yes, oh, all the feels. So that's the first one. And then, like, oh my god, the minute I saw the season 5, it is season 5, whatever, the final season of Rebels finale, I, like, went down and wrote out, like, 6 or 7 different plot ideas that I have not gotten around to writing, and I seriously need to get around to writing them. But, like, there were tons of Kanan and Space Wolf things, and, like, I love that, like, you have heard my Beauty and the Beast version, but there are so many of those because wolves are so key to the fairy tale mythos, and you could so easily fit that in to the force wolf thing. And so, like, any single fairy tale, any, like, Little Red Riding Hood fairy tale with, instead of Little Red, she's Little Green, and it's Hera, and she's, like, being the, hell no, I'm not going to take any, like, sass from this random wolf human person who is, I don't know, maybe, I have no idea who could be the grandma. Okay, my brain just did a thing and said that Chopper was the grandmother. I have no idea how Chopper would handle this, except him being a little, like, cranky old lady kind of fits with him being a cranky little droid. You can go ahead and tell me that my brain is weird, because, yeah, it just did a thing. But there are so many metaphors in that story already about, like, Little Red and the wolf that you could do some stuff with that story. You really could. But nobody has yet, as far as I know. People need to do this thing. And as soon as I finish this recording, I'm going to have to go and scour the Rebels tag, because I need all of the fake. What else? What else? What else? What else? Because I agree with you about all the time travel, and I agree with you about, like, the awesome... Well, at least we have a few awesome ladies fic out there that, like, Sabine and Hera and Ahsoka and, like, all these people do get some awesome lady fic, but not enough. And, admittedly, I haven't seen any Bo-Katan fic, but then I haven't gone looking for it. But still, because, I mean, it took me a while to, like, warm up to Satine, But by the end of Clone Wars, I was like, yes, Satine. And then with the follow-up with Rebels, it was like, there is a lot of potential there. And I know that the Mandalorian culture has like a huge history in the Star Wars universe that I don't know about, and I could go research it, but yeah, there could be more of that. But I was telling you about my fic. So, like, let's see. I had one that was 5 places Ezra ended up after Rebels, and 1 place he definitely didn't show up, we think. And then it was, like, him showing up on Tatooine and on Alderaan and Dagobah and, like, Endor and all of the places in the later, but he definitely didn't end up on Coruscant, we think, because, like, Vader and Palpatine are like, where is this kid? And they're like, well, we're pretty sure he's not right here in front of us, except even then they're not sure. And let me see, like, you gave me an idea when I was listening with the, like, okay, the Ezra and Kanan go back and talk to Mace, and after listening to the big, long, like, mountain of a fic that you recorded, I have that feels now, and it would be so great if Ezra was the first one to meet Mace, because he knows he's, like, the head of the Order, but he doesn't know his own lineage, or at least not, like, how important it is to the Jedi, and so they, like, end up in the middle of the Clone Wars, and Kanan is like, okay, look, you, just stay safe. I have a little bit more training, so, like, let me be the point person while you can back me up from just a little bit away and just, like, cover my back, but I'll go in first. And Ezra's like, fine. I mean, I can fight, but fine. And then, you know, something happens and Mace swoops in because he has his own army, and they somehow, like, Kanan gets too far ahead, and so Mace and Ezra end up fighting together, and then Mace is like, okay, I know you're a Jedi Padawan, but whose Padawan are you, and why are you not dressed in Jedi robes, and or the appropriate equivalent for your race and species? Why is your hair not Jedi Padawan hair? Why, your stance is wrong. How did we ever let you out of the temple with your, like, what style is this? This is not Form 2. And, like, Ezra is just, like, fighting and doing well, but he's also, like, talking back at Mace, and he's being like, I don't know who you are, but at least at first he doesn't know who he is. And then, like, by the time Kanan gets back to where Ezra is and goes like, okay, you are alive, good, safe, we really should get out of here. And then, like, Mace is standing right there, and Kanan's like, oh, crud. Oh, this is right. And I'm not sure where it would go from there, but just that scene of them being like, Mace is all like quiet disapproval, and Kanan is just like, how do I even deal with this? I have no idea how to explain that I was about to die and there were a bunch of Force wolves and then my Padawan pulled me out of time. And then we ended up in the past. Is this even the past, or is this some alternate dimension? Because I, you know, definitely wasn't on this planet the first time, so I don't actually know which way it went, but we've probably changed things now. And then Ezra is just like, wait, this guy's supposed to be in charge? I'm supposed to, I got that he was a Jedi and stuff, but wait, what? Really? We're where? This is what battle? and then the clones are just like standing around going, Jedi, am I right? Yeah, Jedi. I mean, at least it's not Skywalker. You gotta admit, at least it's not Skywalker and Kenobi. Oh my. And yeah, it needs to go somewhere awesome from there, but I don't know where it would go yet. So feel free to shout back at me. Yes, all of the feels. All of them. All of the feels. I need to go rewatch this series. And rewatch those videos. And a bunch of other things. All of the feels.